Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Dan Fogelberg bringing us back 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Don't forget to check out the poll question right there on the homepage. We ask a different question every week. And don't forget to check out my blog. And you can find me on Twitter at Jim Blasingame. Same thing at Facebook and all the other things that are there, including the body of work on franchising that our good buddy Joel LaBava has deposited with us and which resides on our website in his suite. Joel LaBava, L-I-B-A-V-A, is how you spell his last name if you're Googling him. He is the franchise king. He is the author of the upcoming book, soon to be released, Become a Franchise Owner. And that's what we're talking about. Joel, tell us how we can find you and all the other things that you do.
You know, I've made it real easy on my shiny, brand-new, exciting website, www.thefranchiseking.com.
Thefranchiseking.com. No pretense there at all, right, Joel?
That's right.
Hey, Joel, and the book will be available in late fall, right?
Yeah, late fall.
And it's Wiley Brothers, is that right?
Yep, John Wiley and Sons.
They're good folks over there. They do
New
good
Jersey.
Work. Hey, okay, so we're talking about becoming a franchise owner. And in the previous segment, we talked about could you do it if you were could you close up your business and buy a franchise, go in that direction? I can see how that could happen. And what are some other things that we need to know about becoming a franchise owner?
Well, it really the two most important things about becoming a franchise owner are choosing the right franchise for you, where you can transfer your top skills, and I talk about that in the book. And the second thing is franchise research. And I have found that no one knows how to do it. That's why I have to teach them.
And nobody knows how to do franchise research. Why is that? Is it not it seems almost intuitive to me. Of course, I've done a lot of due diligence over the years in different projects, but I guess I hadn't thought about the fact that most people probably haven't.
No, they don't know how to do it. I mean, I've talked to high-powered executives who thought they knew how to do it, but they have no experience in doing it, so how would
right.
they know?
Right. So what's the first step?
The first step is, when it comes to research, the first step is to realize that the real answers, the truth, not the franchisors themselves are liars, but the truth, the final truth, is going to come from the franchisees that have already invested in the business.
Your future peers.
They're the ones who wrote a check, and they're on the firing line every day.
Yeah, the people that are going to be your peers should you decide to buy this franchise.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's where the answers are coming from. Period. End of subject.
So before you get too invested in time with the franchise,
right.
or should you just go riding around and see if they'll talk to you?
No, absolutely not. You don't know enough yet. You have to be able to know the business model, know what your role would be as a franchisee, and then, only then, should you be calling franchisees.
Right.
And I would not make any visits until you've talked to 10 or 12 franchisees, so you know what questions you can ask in person.
Because you're going to, if you go off half-cocked, as my dad would have said, you're going to ask a bunch of dumb questions, and they're not going to give you much time.
You're going to screw it up,
yeah.
and you're really going to upset them because they're busy people.
Right. Right.
So have the right questions. And in the book, I have 40 of them.
There's 40 questions. 40. That's right, 40 questions to ask. Give us an example. What would be one of the main questions to ask?
I kind of look at it in kind of a I'm a little bizarre to begin with, but I try to think of questions that no one else is going to ask franchisees, such as, Jim, if I was your first cousin and I was out of a job and I was really thinking about becoming a franchise owner, would you recommend that I invest in the franchise that you are a franchisee in? Really cause that person to think, because it's just going to start going in a bunch of different directions. You're going to find out. You know, the first answer is going to be the right one that you're going to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find out any dirt that is in the franchisor's background. You're going to find out all the good stuff, all the bad stuff. And if your cousin tells you, heck yeah, I would do it, that's pretty strong.
How much?
That's a pretty strong validation.
How valuable would it be to find somebody who had failed at that franchise?
It would be very valuable because, you know, past franchisees are listed in the franchise documents.
Ah.
The phone numbers are usually bad, but Google is such an amazing tool.
Yeah, it is. So, yeah, I would see where you'd have to use a filter, somewhat of a filter. They might be a little mad.
Right.
They might be a little, you know, angry
yeah,
about
gentle.
Stuff.
And,
but
right.
but they could probably tell you some things to, you know, if you were doing this again, what would you what questions would you ask, that kind of thing?
That's right.
And if they'll even talk to you, which they might not. But, yeah.
I think they will.
That's a good first step.
I think they will if you approach it right.
That's a good first step. Joel, can we continue this series and talk some more about some of the questions, the best questions to ask if you're going to become a franchisee?
Sure.
Can we keep doing this over the next few weeks?
Absolutely.
And we'll build up to getting that book birthed, right?
Sometime
this fall. Give us that website one more time.
www.thefranchiseking.com.
Thefranchiseking.com. Hey, Joel, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Joel Abava, ladies and gentlemen. The new book's called The Become a Franchise Owner. And then a really long subtitle. You're going to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.